This isn't the first time that guitarist Bill Frisell has used music boxes in one of his projects, but still an unconventional musical source from his project called Disfarmer, a musical piece inspired by the German-American photographer Mike Disfarmer, and a recording that features a small ensemble of high-powered players and Bill Frisell's little collection of music boxes. On this edition of New Sounds, we'll be listening to a number of recent recordings that feature a strange assortment of music-making devices, including a whole choir that does nothing but whistle. I mean, they're not the only ones in the piece. It's part of the John Hollenbeck Large Ensemble, which is a kind of contemporary take on the old jazz big band, but with a obviously very different sound with this whistling choir. The Beat Circus will give us a piece that incorporates a tape of a children's chorus and a live performance on the Chinese reed instrument known as the swona. Gordon Gradina combines the sounds of the Arab oud with Western strings. By comparison, Bill Frisell's tinkering with music boxes seems fairly straightforward. But that's where we're going to begin on this edition of New Sounds. I'm John Schaefer. And Disfarmer is the name of this recording. It's music from a project that Frisell was asked to do about the photographer Mike Disfarmer, and there are lots of Disfarmer pictures of Depression-era Americans throughout the CD booklet. The music, well, it features Frisell's usual assortment of guitars and loops and the music boxes. Jenny Scheinman plays violin, Victor Krauss the bass, Greg Lease playing steel guitar. So a small ensemble, but a powerful one. All four of these musicians have appeared on New Sounds in many other guises over the years. Here they are together on Bill Frisell's project called Disfarmer.
Thank you.
Bill Frisell, the guitarist and composer. The album's called Disfarmer. Music inspired by the photos of Mike Disfarmer, American photographer of the 1930s and 40s thereabouts, and featuring Frisell's electric and acoustic guitars, often the looping technology that he's become so adept at over the years, and music boxes. Victor Krause on bass, Jenny Scheinman violin, Greg Lease playing steel guitar. Disfarmer is the name of that, from Bill Frisell. Next up is the Gordon Gurdina group called Gordon Gurdina's East Van Strings. This is kind of a chamber music project in a sense, a string trio with a guitarist who also plays the Arab oud, the forerunner of the guitar. And the string players here, once again, a very select bunch. Jesse Zubat from Zubat and Dawson playing violins. Eivind Kang, who has worked quite a lot with Bill Frisell, playing viola. And Peggy Lee, not that Peggy Lee, a very gifted young cellist who's played here in our WNYC studios not too long ago. And then Gordon Gurdina himself playing the oud. The piece that we're going to hear is called The Breathing of Statues. And it not only borrows the sound textures of the Arab oud, but apparently some of the musical gestures, some elements of Arab classical music working their way into this piece. From the album of the same name, here it is, some music by Gordon Gurdina's East Van Strings on New Sounds. Thank you. Music by Gordon Gradina's East Van Strings. The album is called The Breathing of Statues, and that is also the name of this piece. Gordon Gradina is an electric guitarist who has picked up the oud, the Arab lute, in recent years. And three string players helping out on the title track from his album, The Breathing of Statues. Nice blend of what looks like a Western chamber music ensemble with the sounds of the Near East. And in a moment, we'll hear a bigger piece from a large, in fact, it's called John Hollenbeck's Large Ensemble, taking the tradition of the jazz big band into the 21st century and adding a choir that does not sing, but whistles. That's coming up in just a moment. I'm John Schaefer, and you're listening to New Sounds. This is New Sounds. It's program number 2974. Some recent recordings that all feature unexpected sounds. The big band is a form that drummer and composer John Hollenbeck has worked in before to pretty good effect. So no surprise that the John Hollenbeck Large Ensemble returns perhaps bigger than ever. Looks to be about a couple of dozen players strong. A lot of New York's finest wind players and horns and basses and keyboards and percussion. The voice of Theo Bleckman will be heard in the piece that we're about to hear. But so will a small choir of about 8 or 9, maybe 10 musicians, none of whom sing. This choir whistles. The piece is called The Cloud, and it's inspired by the anonymous medieval text known as The Cloud of Unknowing, a kind of contemplative, almost mystical, well, I'm not going to say almost, it is a mystical text by an anonymous monk from 12th or 14th century Europe, I forget the exact century, but we've done a whole New Sounds program of works inspired by this piece, The Cloud of Unknowing. Here's another one from John Hollenbeck and featuring the voice of Theo Bleckman actually singing and then intoning an excerpt from The Cloud of Unknowing in an English translation, of course. The album is called Eternal Interlude. Here is the John Hollenbeck Large Ensemble with its whistling choir, at least in the beginning of the piece.
Thank you. If you want to gather all your desire into one simple word that the mind can retain, choose a short word rather than a long one. A one-syllable word such as God or love is best, but choose one that is meaningful to you. Then fix it in your mind so that it will remain there, come what may. This word will be your defense in conflict and in peace. Use it to beat upon the cloud of darkness above you and subdue all distractions, consigning them to the cloud of forgetting beneath you. Should some thought go on annoying you, demanding to know what you are doing, answer with this one word alone. If your mind begins to intellectualize over the meaning and connotations of this little word, remind yourself that its value lies in its simplicity. Do this, and I assure you, these thoughts will vanish.
Thank you.
That's called The Cloud from the John Hollenbeck Large Ensemble, inspired by the anonymous medieval text known as The Cloud of Unknowing. John has actually, for one of his many smaller ensembles, written a piece called Cloud of Unknowing. So coming back once again to this mystical work from medieval Europe as a source of inspiration and as a source of the text that you hear Theo Bleckman intoning and singing during the course of the piece. You also heard a whole choir of musicians whistling at the beginning of The Cloud. The album is called Eternal Interlude from the John Hollenbeck Large Ensemble, an aptly named band that's dozens of musicians strong. And in a moment, we scale back down to a group called Beat Circus, much smaller, but they're capable of making a big noise too. And their unusual sound sources, a Chinese reed instrument and a children's choir, apparently on tape. That's coming up in a moment. You're listening to New Sounds. If you'd like a playlist for this New Sounds program, it'll tell you what we're hearing and where you can find this music. All you need to do is write to us or check us out online. If you're writing, our email address is newsounds@wnyc.org and ask for playlist number 2974. If you're going online, the playlists are all on the New Sounds page of our website, wnyc.org. And while you're there, you can hear this or any other New Sounds program anytime you like. They're all there as audio archives. You can also leave a comment and subscribe to our podcasts and much, much more on the web at wnyc.org. The Beat Circus is a kind of mixed ensemble. I think they're from the Boston area. And if we hadn't just listened to the John Hollenbeck Large Ensemble, I might be tempted to call this a large ensemble. It's about seven members strong, but then there are two others helping out on this piece we're going to hear. So, you know, it's not an inconsiderable number of people. And add to that a whole choir of children who are apparently on tape. The piece is called The Sound and the Fury from the Beat Circus record Boy from Black Mountain. And the piercing reed instrument that's sort of soaring over everything else is the Chinese suona. And if you listen elsewhere on the record, you'll hear such things as the musical saw and throat singing and all kinds of other musical oddities. But we'll make do with this Chinese reed instrument and the children's chorus on The Sound and the Fury by the band Beat Circus on New Sounds. that, some music from the band called Beat Circus. Their album is Boy from Black Mountain. And in addition to things you might expect, guitar, strings, bass, percussion, there are the things you might not expect. Children's chorus on tape, the sounds of the Chinese reed instrument known as the suona, elsewhere the musical saw, and various other things from the group Beat Circus. As we've been listening on this edition of New Sounds to a number of recent recordings that employ some unexpected sound sources. In the case of Ushio Torikai, she's probably best known as a composer of electronic or computer music, and for her to actually just stick to the voices, to just have a choir, that's pretty unexpected. But aside from that, the only unexpected thing here is the way the piece begins. The choir enters the performance space while singing, this wordless vocalese. The piece is called Rest. It eventually does settle into a text. This is Ushio Torikai's post 9/11 piece. She describes it as a kind of a prayer for peace. And it'll be the final work on this edition of New Sounds. Music here from the Japanese composer Ushio Torikai, who's been based here in the States for a number of years. Rest is the name of this piece for chorus, and some very unusual sounds here. The piece, once again, affected by the events of 9/11, according to the composer, a kind of musical prayer for peace. Rest, from the album of the same name by Ushio Torikai. And I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us for this edition of New Sounds.